For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, as promised, we're going to church right now with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam with those complaints. Church complaints.
Let me clear myself. As we foregather on this election eve, we gather with ambiguity.
Real close.
I'll say it again. We gather with ambiguity. Knowing that we confiscatingly do this in a vicarious way.
Come on, Pat.
Let us come on with church complaints now before I really start preaching. Come on, Deacon.
Yeah, we have an issue, Pastor. The little people in our church, we going to call them little people.
Right,
they don't use the M word. They are asking for someone to carry them to the polls so they can vote tomorrow. They're saying the booths are too high. Your call, Pastor. What do we need to do?
Well, like when I used to take my nephew to the playground, it was all the same. You know, they put a couple people in your pocket, take them to the pole. Put them in a basket on the front of your bicycle, take them to the pole. Give them a ride in the glove compartment.
Yeah.
Take them to the pole.
Take them to the pole. Come on, Pat.
Let them sit on the headrest or the car.
Yeah.
Take them to the pole.
Take them to the pole.
Use a food line grocery sack. Take them to the pole.
Take them to the pole.
Put them all in a basket of a Walmart grocery cart. Take them to the pole.
Take them to the pole.
We taking souls. To the pole.
Yes. To the pole.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here's a situation, Brother Franklin Dorsey. You know Brother Franklin. He has three warrants, but says he's going down there to vote. He just wants somebody to go with him in case they keep him.
He gonna get killed. Definitely.
Yeah, he's at. Who do you want to send with him?
Once you show up at a federal facility with ID, we all in the upper room. We all be there waiting in the upper room. Yeah, Dorsey gone. He good as gone. Thank you for voting before you go.
Thank you for the vote, though.
A felon is a candidate.
Hello. Might well let him vote because one of the candidates is a felon.
Yeah. So what's the problem?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Pastor, the choir has gotten together. They want to sing outside the voting polls tomorrow. They want to sing Stomp. I personally think that's going to scare the white voters for Kamala, but that's your thoughts, Pastor. I don't know if that's the
idea. I don't think our choir need to go down there. Our choir not that good. Anyway.
That's close.
I have stopped all A and B selections here at the church. So I know good and well I don't want to let them loose down there at the polls. Ain't nobody down there from stopping. They be working on 8-9 songs. We not going to support this. Not going to be a part of it. Not going to adhere to it. So the answer is N-A-W. No.
Hell to the no now. All right. I need you to have a discussion with Knockout Larry. Knockout Larry is talking about going to the polls and talking about if anybody looks at him crazy, he knocking them out. Can you please talk to him? This is not good.
Well, that I'm not going to prevent, I think. Because I know where Knockout live, and he just moved out there in them suburbs, and I think it'd be a good look. you know, they burning ballot boxes. So I let Larry go and knock a couple of them out.
down there. Okay, Pastor, that's not what I...
Because he's going to go down there with a T-shirt. I know he's going to get some crazy look because I saw the T-shirt that he printed for Election Day. The T-shirt
right,
says,
now, this is
Blacks who is not for Trump.
Okay.
Blacks who is not for Trump. That's, he got his T-shirt printed up, and he got not with a circle and a slash going through it. And
Black
Trump,
who is not.
I know he's going to offend people because Trump, he spelled out Trump, but he put it on a big orange.
All right. Young Megan, this is her first time voting, Pastor. She's 19 years old. This is her first time voting. Now, her mother was a Black Panther, and her daddy is a redneck. She says there's chaos in their house right now. She's torn on who to vote for. She was asking for your assistance, Pastor, on what to do. But little Megan has no idea. She's just torn right now.
Well, go with your mama on this one here.
The Bay Area.
Go who made you.
Yeah.
Go who bought you in this world.
Come on here.
Because if once you do some stuff, you may find out that you'll always know who your mama is. Because she made you. You don't really know that's your daddy.
Yeah. All right. Last but not least, I think this is a bit of a stretch, but they are asking, the AKAs are asking for all the Greeks that are voting tomorrow to wear pink and green, whether you're an Omega, an Alpha, a Kappa, a Delta. They want everybody to wear pink and green. And I don't know if it just seemed like a bit of a stretch, Pastor. The Sigmas, the Iotas, the Sigma Gamma Rho, they want everybody to have pink and green.
We're going
to
just take this vote and go on now, y'all. Now, let's quit playing. We're going to vote. You're going to vote for the lady who was made in pink and green. That we have no problem with her roots at HBCU. We ain't got no problem with her going AKA. None whatsoever.
Come on.
But what the bros is not going to do is go nowhere in pink and green. I'm just going to go on behalf of the Q for sure.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.